There's a legend about our Lord that when he was a carpenter, that he made the best oak yokes, that is hard to say, oak yokes in all of Galilee. And from all over the country, people would come and buy these yokes because the skill with which he made them was second to none. Above his shop, there might have been a sign that read, "My yokes fit well." And it might be with this picture in mind that our Lord gives to us one of the most famous of all of his sayings, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." That whole idea of this well-fitting yoke is at the heart of Jesus' invitation to us. It's as if he is saying to us, the life I give you is not a burden to cause you pain. No, as you learn to be joined to me, this yoke will fit well. Now, we all know that we cannot get through life in this world without carrying burdens. But the question is, what will be the experience? What will be the nature of that burden? In the reading from Isaiah, we're given a poetic expression of how heavy life can at times feel. And indeed, we can even have an experience of a kind of futility when Isaiah says, "Like a woman with child who rises and cries out in her pain, when she is near her time, so were we because of you, O Lord. We were with child. We writhed. But we gave birth only to wind." Now, as you know, I am no woman, and I have no idea what it is to have to go through 9 months of pregnancy. But can you imagine after all of that, and then after the pain of labor, you gave birth only to wind? Do you grasp the power of this poetry? Do you grasp the sense of futility that Isaiah is expressing here? We cannot avoid labor in this life. But so often we can have a sense that this labor is like what Moses captured in the 90th Psalm when he said, "The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are over, and we fly away." Or turn back to Psalm 49, where there is this refrain, "Mortals cannot abide in their pomp. They are like the animals that perish." So how do we live with the reality of this labor, with this burden that we carry? Well, back to Psalm 90, how did Moses put it? "Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." So how do we number our days so as to gain a heart of wisdom? It's that realization that the only way I can go through this life with the weight of life's burdens is by being joined to Jesus Christ. Back in 1974, on the feast of Corpus Christi, Blessed Paul VI gave a beautiful homily in which he referred to the yoke of Jesus. Listen to what Pope Paul VI wrote at that time. "Jesus now says and always says, 'Come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.' His attitude towards us is one of invitation, one of knowledge and compassion. Indeed, it is full of promise, offering us friendship, goodness, a remedy for our ailments. He is our comforter, indeed our nourishment, our bread, giving us energy in life." But of course, as the Pope said, it is an invitation. And as is true with any invitation, we can ignore it. And I know sometimes in my own pride, I say to the Lord, I like to carry my burden, because it leads to a kind of self-pity on my part. It leads to a kind of self-sufficiency. But every day when you come to Mass, as you beloved people do, Jesus is inviting you, come to me, come to me, come to me, bring your burden to me. St. Augustine, who wrote on every subject to do with the faith, reflected on this passage from Matthew 11 when he wrote, "Any other burden oppresses and crushes us, but Christ actually takes the weight off of you. Any other burden weighs you down, but Christ gives you wings." Now think about this, said St. Augustine. If you take a bird's wings away, you might seem to be taking a weight off of it. But the more weight you take off of it, the more you tie it down to the earth. There it is on the ground, because you wanted to relieve it of its weight. Give it back the weight of its wings, and you will see how it flies. Isn't this an amazing tradition that we are part of, that we have writers like this? There isn't anything like this outside of the church that helps us to understand how to live. But as we understand the weight of our wings, our lives are joined to Jesus so that we can give flight in this world of burdens in such a way that we can hear this other excerpt from today's Isaiah reading. The way of the righteous is level. O just one, you make smooth the path of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for your name. For your name is your renown, and you are my soul's desire. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Beautiful language. When your judgments are in the earth. In other words, when we learn to live, Lord, according to your will for us, we learn righteousness. What is righteousness? It is the right ordering of our lives. To live rightly. To live as God has willed for us. Here is language from the Old Testament that soars. Language that calls us to celebrate, to live an ordered life, is to realize that in the midst of all of life's challenges and hardships, we can know peace. And how does that happen? I would invite you to meditate on that Isaiah passage today, particularly on this, verse 12. That comes in the middle of our reading. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us. Listen to this. For indeed, all that we have done in you. That is the heart of the gospel. In Galatians, St. Paul said this, "The life I live by faith in the Son of God, who died and gave himself for me. Indeed, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me." That is the only way in a world of burdens you and I are going to find peace. And when I'm able to give up my pity party, when I'm able to say, "Jonathan, put away the violin of sorrow for yourself and learn to live this way," I don't know about you, but that's the only time I know interior freedom. It's the only time I know peace. For you see, Jesus wasn't primarily about fitting yoke for oxen. No. Jesus is primarily about fitting a yoke for your soul and mine. And when we get this, we do indeed understand what it is to hear Jesus say to us, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke fits well, and my burden is light." Let us respond this day to this most famous of invitations.